The flag out front of the house was the first thing most people noticed and remembered. Abigail Kempf tells us about her grandparents and what the flag meant to them and to her.
My great-grandparents lived in a little yellow house in Osseo. As you walked up to the house, you might have noticed the little green wire bird feeder, or maybe the beautiful crimson mandeville flowers that climbed up the front pillars that my great-grandmother took so much pride in. But what you would likely notice was the American flag flying in the middle of the yard. My great-grandfather was a rough-looking old man. His glasses were round, his hands calloused, but nothing was as harsh as his experiences in World War II. Back then, he was a tall and lean Marine. He fought in more places than we can count, including Iwo Jima, Tarawa, and Saipan. Being a Marine in the South Pacific was no easy feat. I imagine the bullets shooting past them before the boat ramp could even drop. He'd sprint up to enemy lines, lighting their foxholes on fire. He kept himself safe, but being the leader of his platoon required him to keep his men safe too. On the 21st of June, 1944, he got all of his men out of the battle at Saipan, returning multiple times for ammunition. He received the Bronze Star for his bravery. My great-grandmother also sacrificed back home. She worked at the ammunition factory where the long corridors that once held the parts to pressure cookers changed overnight into an ammunition assembly line. She formed the fuses and welded the aerial bombs for the love of her life. Winning the war and helping her future husband were the only two things on her mind. Every day she'd race to the mailbox to see if there was a letter there. These love letters held more than just a loving note. They held a secret code hidden in shirt prices and costs of socks, revealing the location of her loved one. After the war, they married and built a modest home with wooden crates they hauled from the ammunition factory to hold up the roof of their little yellow house. Every morning at dawn, my great-grandfather would walk out to the flagpole, attach the flag to the fraying rope, and hoist it high for every eye to see. There it stood in the middle of the yard, flowing and snapping in the wind. In the evenings, he'd go out and bring the flag in, only to repeat the same routine tomorrow. After my great-grandfather could no longer make the trip across the small front yard, they placed a small flagpole from the front porch. This little yellow house holds many memories for me, but most were never talked about. I learned the stories from my great-grandmother when my great-grandfather was no longer around to tell them. But his untold stories are the ones that have the greatest impact on my life. When I hear someone sing the national anthem, I consider my great-grandparents and what they gave to our country. And I stand.
Abigail Kempf is a student at UW Stout. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.